This is Sex Science Saturday, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Well, there have been a couple of stories lately that are related to sex science. One has been the stories about how reparative therapy has been almost completely discredited. More and more states are banning its use on adolescents. And major reparative therapy organizations are shutting down. Sometimes that happens, as in Canada, as the result of an investigation. And it happened in New York with the Jonas Organization, which is a Jewish-based reparative therapy organization that was sued out of existence by the very people that they were claiming to serve. Reparative therapy is crackpot science. But there's another science that is a crackpot science that's also been in the news lately, but it still has a great deal of credibility, even though it's still a crackpot science. You may have read the stories about the disgraced Josh Duggar from the TLC television show about the human baby factory. The stories keep mentioning that Josh Duggar is now undergoing sex addiction therapy. Well, people who follow that story know that they would only send him to Christian extremist so-called therapy, which doesn't actually involve any therapy at all. But the bottom line is that there is no such thing as sex addiction. There is no clinical description of exactly what it is. It can't really be diagnosed because there's no agreement on exactly what it is. And most of the so-called sex addiction clinics are basically crackpot science. There is probably no better proof of that than to simply go to some of these sex addiction so-called clinics websites and look at their self-assessments. This is one from SAA in Phoenix. It's the self-assessment on sex addiction. Answer either yes or no to these 12 questions to assess whether you may have a problem with sexual addiction. If you answered yes to more than one of these questions, we encourage you to seek help. Well, let's see how well I do. Do you keep secrets about your sexual or romantic activities from those important to you? Do you lead a double life? Well, that's a yes. I absolutely do. I have a pretty exciting sex life and involved in all sorts of interesting sexual activities, but you know, even if my parents are important to me, I've never discussed this with them. And my wife has a pretty exciting sex life, but you know, people at work might be important to her, but she's never discussed any of this stuff at work. In fact, she's led a double life. They think at work that she is quite conservative and they never talk about sex with her. But that is wholly appropriate. You shouldn't go in to your workplace and be talking about your swinging activities or your BDSM activities. There are many good reasons for keeping your sex life private. Not the least amongst them is that it could get you fired. There aren't any protections for your sex life. So, all right, that's just one yes, so I guess I'm not a sex addict yet. I need more than one. Let's look at number two. Have your needs driven you to have sex in places or situations or with people you would not normally choose? Well, yeah, sometimes it's convenience. You know, I would have probably chosen someplace more comfortable, but, you know, there was the opportunity to have sex then. I remember one time I all of the beds at a swing club were filled up, and there was just this inflatable air mattress, and it was so unbelievably uncomfortable. I would not normally choose that, but that was really the only place that was available at the time, so I went, well, I guess that's two is yes. Let's look at number three. Do you find yourself looking for sexually arousing articles or scenes in newspapers, magazines, or other media? Well, I do that as part of my work, and I do that for fun, too. I guess I do that all the time. I'm always looking for something sexually arousing, because I enjoy being sexually aroused. That's three for three. All right, let's try four. Do you find that romantic or sexual fantasies interfere with your relationships or are preventing you from facing problems? Well, I'm in an unusual category there because I get to live out pretty much all the sexual fantasies that I have that I actually want to experience. So, for me, finally, we get a no. I don't find that has been the case. So finally, I get a no. Number five, do you frequently want to get away from a sex partner after having sex? Do you feel frequently remorse, shame, or guilt after a sexual encounter? Yay, well, there's another no. Six, do you feel shame about your body or your sexuality such that you avoid touching your body or engaging in sexual relationships? Okay, I know this is true. A lot of people are taught to feel shame about their bodies. And yes, people feel bad about their bodies and they're fearful of having sex, but I don't see any way in hell that has anything to do with sex addiction. Number seven, do you fear that you have no sexual feelings, that you are asexual? Well, no, but what in the world would that have to do with sex addiction? That makes no sense. All right, number eight, does each new relationship continue to have the same destructive patterns which prompted you to leave the last relationship? Actually, I haven't left any of my last relationships, technically. I mean, sometimes they're intense and they go on, and then they lose that intensity over time, and then maybe I will see those women less frequently, and you know, I pretty much still have occasional sex with most of them, so I guess that's a no. Is it taking more variety and frequency of sexual and romantic activities than previously to bring the same levels of excitement and relief? Well, variety is good. Boy, that's a tough one. I like variety. Have you ever been arrested, or are you in danger of being arrested because of your practices of voyeurism, exhibitionism, prostitution, sex with minors, indecent phone calls? Well, those things are kind of different all over the map. I don't think you're a sex addict because you occasionally see a prostitute. I think the problem is the prostitution is illegal when it shouldn't be. 10. Does your pursuit of sex or romantic relationships interfere with your spiritual beliefs or development? No, my spiritual beliefs fully embrace having lots and lots of sex and romantic relationships. Number 11. Do your sexual activities include the risk, threat, or reality of disease, pregnancy, coercion, or violence? Wouldn't that be true for virtually everyone? So I'm going to have to say yes there. And finally, has your sexual or romantic behavior ever left you feeling hopeless, alienated from others, or suicidal? Well, sometimes when things broke up, I felt sad. Does that count? So I clearly answered yes to more than one of these, so basically I'm a sex addict and need help. Or the alternative, this is just bullshit.